Hello, everyone.
Hey, yo.
Welcome back to Scattering Flowers with Elise
and Miles,
a podcast where you read the daily gospels
and the saint of the day.
Let's get started. Today is Tuesday, July 8th, and the gospel reading is Matthew 9, 32 through 38. And the scripture to reflect on is Matthew 9, 37. Then he said to his disciples, "The harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few." When my mom was little, her grandpa was an apple picker in an orchard in the state of Oregon, and oftentimes, when they would visit, he would bring her along to pick apples. My mom tells me stories of how he used to lift her up over his head while he was on a ladder. Crazy, right? He had a ton of balance. He has lots of calluses on his hands, too, because he was a hard worker.
Today's saints of the day is Saint Priscilla and Aquila from the first century. They are the patron saints of Catholic marriage and lay evangelists. Saint Priscilla and Aquila were a married couple that were tent makers and worked with Saint Paul to evangelize to people. They worked together making tents, which they cut and sewed goat hair, cloth, or leather to make a shelter and canopies. Priscilla and Aquila travel with Paul to Ephesus. Paul writes about them in the First Corinthians and talks about the church in their house. Believers were to meet in their house for celebration of the Eucharist. The couple was in Rome with Paul, and when Paul was in prison, he writes, "Greet Priscilla and Aquila, who work with me in Christ Jesus."
In today's reading, Jesus says the harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Jesus wants us to take care of the church. It's lots of work for just one person that God has priests, sisters, and deacons, and lots of lay people in the church. That means that we are never alone when we're doing work for him.
Priscilla and Aquila are among the first married couples to work together for the gospel. They are always mentioned together when talked about in the New Testament. They have a loving and respectful relationship, and people looked up to them because of this. Do your relationship point others to Jesus like Priscilla and Aquila?
Let's pray. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Dear God, help us to be Christians that do good work for you.
And help us to be more like Priscilla and Aquila, living in respect of others to show you the love of Jesus. Saint Priscilla and Aquila, pray for us.
Amen. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Thank you so much for listening. We'll be back tomorrow, scattering more flowers. See ya!